Chapter 3. The Drakus locked his arm around my neck and dragged me down. Now I was drowning. Maybe. I could hold my breath for a long time compared to others, but in this case I was choking and I didn't have a good breath from the start. I drove my elbow into its ribs, jammed my head under its chin. Its grip slacked. I twisted away, swam to the surface, burst from the waters, and sucked in more air. The Drakus dragged me back under. Its huge arms were wrapped around my legs, and its great weight was pulling me down into the black depths. I grabbed its face and pushed my thumbs into its eyes. It let go. I kicked it in the face. Then I slipped behind it and locked my arms behind its neck and squeezed with all my might. It rocked and reeled in the water. I held on. I wasn't sure if these things needed to breathe. They were strange. Living, but dead somehow. Life reincarnated in an evil form. I squeezed harder. Its body went limp. I released it and was watching it float towards the bottom when I noticed something twitching in the waters above.
Sasha, Bezog.
I could see their feet chained at the deep pool's edge to a ring hooked at the bottom. Bones were layered on the bottom. Skulls and whole skeletons. I cut through the water and popped up right beside them. Sasha's eyes were widened and her mouth was filling with water.
Hang on,
I said.
Nath, there is no key,
Bezog said.
You'll have to break them.
I dipped below the surface, wrapped my hands around the chains, and braced my feet on the bottom. I put every ounce of energy I had into it. The metal groaned. My bones popped and cracked in the water.
Come on, Nath, do it!
The chains held fast. Sasha swam down beside me and Bezog did as well. I could see their eyes. They weren't pleading, they were helpful. They were forgiving. They placed their arms on my shoulders and grabbed each other's hands. Sasha smiled a little, as if saying, "It's all right. You tried your best."
No. Pull, Nath, pull!
My dragon heart pumped. My energy surged. I put everything I had left into it. The chain snapped. I pushed them up out of the water and onto the ledge where we all lay coughing and gasping. I was the first to gather my breath.
Brenwar and Shum.
Let us help, Nath.
Bezog said, coughing and trying to stand.
Do you have any idea where they are?
There was a blank look in his violet eyes. He shook his head. I dove back in the pool and swam across. Fang lay on the ground and I snatched him up.
Wait,
Sasha said. She pushed her soaked hair out of her face.
I have a spell that might help.
You can't cast through these iron shackles,
Bezog said, showing the heavy cuffs on his wrists. But good wizards always have something up their sleeves.
Hurry,
I said. Bezog led Sasha along the rim of the pool and stopped in front of me.
What do you have in mind?
Bezog said.
I created a spell that I've kept on my tongue since I was a girl who feared getting lost.
She kneeled down.
And if I ever got lost, I'd summon a pathfinder to lead towards something good. There's nothing good in these caves, I figure, save us.
Do as you will,
Bezog said, taking a place along her side. He placed his hand on her shoulder and nodded. Sasha closed her eyes. Her lips didn't move, but sound came out. Sweet, peaceful. A humming from her throat. I was tapping my foot. Wizards take a long time to cast spells in many cases. I just hope this wasn't one of them. Her body quivered. Her teardrop face tightened. A spark of light appeared from nowhere and hovered before her. It grew and glowed into a small sphere of light, a little smaller than my hand. Its light was pink and yellow, and it pulsated. Sasha opened her eyes and held out her hand. It dropped on her palm like a colorful dandelion.
"Find anything good but us,"
Sasha whispered to it.
"Quickly, Pathfinder."
It lifted up and darted away back through the tunnel I'd come through and disappeared. I was looking at Sasha, and she said,
"What are you waiting for? Get after it. We're right behind you."
Pathfinder moved fast. My legs churned, winding in and out of the slick corridors. Behind me, Bezog and Sasha puffed for air.
"Can you keep up?"
I said.
"Just go, Neth,"
Bezog said. He was holding his side, and Sasha was too.
"We'll catch up. Save the others."
It tugged at me. I didn't want to leave them again. They were practically defenseless.
"Protect yourselves,"
I said.
"There are Drakus about."
Either Pathfinder was getting faster, or I was getting slower because it was hard to keep up along the caves that sloped up and down. Water rushed over my toes in some places. It was bone dry in others. Every step I expected something to pop. A Drakus, goblin, gnoll, or something else. The seconds became minutes. The tunnels, endless catacombs. The small orb of bright color might as well have been lost for all I knew.
"Where are you going?"
My voice only echoed. My heart thundered in my ears. My friends were dying, drowning somewhere. Pathfinder slowed. I found myself trudging through ankle-deep water and into another cavern, where torches hung on the walls. A large pool of water greeted me, and water cascaded down from above. Pathfinder dipped into the waters and burned with bright light. Two figures stood, heads below the waters, chained to the bottom, and not moving. My heart stopped. My jaw dropped open. Brenwar!